So this is the second in a five-part series on self-management. And today we're going to be talking about working with younger parts. As part of this series, we shall also be talking about working with older parts, working with polarized parts, and working with exiled parts. Today it's going to be younger parts. And so I guess the first question is, did you even know your parts had different ages? Well, it's part of getting to know them is understanding that they are different ages. And so it makes sense to think about a different way of approaching them. So let's look into this first of all, this basic question of age, because parts are constructed through difficult experiences, traumatic events, or difficult relationships. And it's essentially your brain saying, I need to look out for this threat. This is a threat to you and I need to remember it or store it. How is this done? Well, think about your brain having essentially three choices. When you give sensory feedback from your mind and your different senses, your brain has three choices. Now, the first and most common one is to throw it in the bin. In other words, it says, well, you know, this is not useful information. We don't need this. Let's get rid of it. So what did you have for breakfast last Thursday? We don't care. Now, what that means is you probably can't remember. You know, it gets thrown in the bin. The second and less rare is when it passes the information back into your memory. And this then becomes part of your past. In other words, you don't carry it around with you, but you can recall it. Oh, yeah, I remember where we went on holiday that year. You know, you can kind of reach back and get it, but it's not with you all the time. Now, the third and most rare thing that the brain does, and the one we're most interested in, is where it doesn't throw it away and it doesn't pass it back into memory. What it does is it's like taking a snapshot of the event and it pins it to the wall in its office, as it were, and it says, I'm not going to throw you away and I'm not going to pass you back to memory. I'm going to keep you in this kind of immediate now type of space because you're a threat and I'm going to keep my eye on you. And so this is where parts are constructed. So if you think of that snapshot now as a part, then we can see that different parts would have different ages. Now, the standard treatment to work with a part and to develop that relationship is to negotiate with them. This would be the most common way, you know, talk to them, ask them to trust you, all of this type of stuff that you've probably done if you've started work with your parts. But here's the issue. If the part is very young, it may not even be able to speak yet. If the part is a toddler, it certainly won't understand a sophisticated grown-up type of relationship. So we want to parent, we want to govern, we want to guide, and we want to be trusted, but we must do it in an age-appropriate way. So let me ask you a question now. How well do you know your parts? Have you got names for them? Do you know what they believe? Do you remember what it was like for you at that age? Do you know what attitudes they have? Do you know how old they are? Now, this is such an important thing because the age of the part helps you understand how to treat it. And obviously, we parent a four-year-old very different to how we'd parent a 14-year-old. So let's quickly now, before we go on to a little story that I have for you, let's look at how do we basically tell the age of a part. Okay, well, number one, recognize the consistency. So the way you felt in your tummy or in your chest or in your head or in your whole body when the part turns up, that will be very consistent. So think of that feeling as that part. The way you react to certain triggers, think of that as the part because that, again, is very consistent. And then start to look at the type of strategies or urgent messages that the part brings. Again, these will be very consistent. They'll be the same every time. But you'll be able to tell from looking at the type of strategy how old the part is, or certainly you'll get an idea by thinking about what the part knows and what they don't know. For instance, just to give you a general idea, if this is an urgent firefighter type part who's saying, we need to take drugs now, we need to exit, or we need to gamble, or we need to start drinking alcohol, these aren't young parts because they know about alcohol. So, you know, you have to be a certain age before you understand what alcohol or drugs is. So that gives you a clue to the age. So look at what they know, look at what they talk about. Now, let me reassure you here. You don't have to get this exact. You don't have to know the exact day and month of their age. Just tend to think of it as a sort of a stage. So you can think baby, you can think toddler, you can think child, you can think adolescent, you can think teenager, you can think, you see what I mean? It's just a kind of a strategy for parenting someone of that sort of age. So don't worry that you have to get it exact. Your brain will always fill in the gaps for you here. So I want to tell you a little story now, which it really helped me to understand, and I hope it'll help you as well. So I was stood at Tesco's one day in the queue, and I saw something that I'm sure we've all seen at one time or another. Somebody was at the till, and it was a mum, and she had what I looked to be about a four-year-old. And the four-year-old was kicking off. It was her son, and he was literally screaming the place down. Now, we've all seen this, you know, mum at the till, you know, stressed out and so on. But I was fascinated to see what she did, and it stayed with me ever since as such a great picture of working with parts, particularly younger parts. So what did he want? Well, you know, he wanted a sweet. He just wanted what he wanted, and he wanted it now, right? Typical four-year-old. It was like the world was going to end if he didn't get this sweet. He was absolutely making the biggest fuss he could. Now, what was she doing? This is the important thing, because she's the adult, right? Well, she was with one arm, she was picking him up and she was holding him while he's kicking and screaming and all that. With her other arm, get this, she's paying for the shopping. So she's using her card and smiling at the assistant and just dealing with it. And I knew instantly, I thought, there's something here. You know, this is a great picture, right? It gets really, really interesting when we start to ask ourselves, what was mum not doing, right? What was she not doing? Well, I'll go through a quick list and then we'll maybe talk about it a bit more. Number one, she wasn't explaining things to him, why he couldn't have the sweet and why it made sense, or why he could have the sweet later on, right? Nothing like that. She was explaining nothing. Number two, she wasn't fighting with him. She was more or less ignoring him. Number three, which is, I guess, connected, she wasn't taking him too seriously. You understand? He thought the world was going to end if he didn't get this sweet. But she didn't take it seriously at all. She was just getting on with her day. Number four, she wasn't stopping what she needed to do. She was getting on with her day, but she wasn't stopping and irritating the whole queue by sort of explaining things to him or, you know, dealing with him or giving him what he wanted, right? Because number five is she wasn't doing what he wanted to do. Even though he thought the world was going to end if he didn't get this sweet, she knew it wasn't. So let's just talk briefly now about what meaning does that have for us working with our parts? Well, if we have a part that's the age of that son of hers, then we can expect the son to behave in the same way. It's going to protect us by this very, very powerful and urgent agenda. And it's going to be absolutely certain. There's going to be no sophistication. There's going to be no curiosity or open-mindedness. It's going to be, we need to do this now. And if you think about maybe another time at Tesco's when you've seen a similar situation, but now we've got a different kind of parenting. Now, what are we seeing? Well, the son's kicking off the same way, he wants the sweet, but now mum is taking him too seriously. Now she's saying, oh, well, what can I do? My child is, you know, crying and screaming and stuff. Where's the sweet he wants? Let's give him the sweet. So that's what we've all seen. Or sometimes mum is embarrassed or ashamed at what the child is doing. You know, everybody's watching, everybody's impatient. So now she's hitting the child or shouting at the child because it's embarrassing her. Or we've also seen, you know, super mum who takes the four-year-old and explains in a very grown-up way what's going on. The child has no idea what she's talking about. So all of these things are things we've seen, but in this case, this woman was doing so, so well. And I want you to take that example now. I want you to look at the example. When you start dealing with some of your younger parts, we can follow her example. Now, we wouldn't do this with a 14-year-old, and it's very dangerous to do it with an 18-year-old or a 20-year-old, but to do it with a 4-year-old is age-appropriate. We know that their crisis is not an urgent thing, and so we don't take it too seriously. We don't explain in a grown-up way. We simply hold him or her. We just hold them. That's all we need to do. We don't have to fight with them. We don't have to take them too seriously. And we don't need to stop what we're doing, right? Remember, a feeling or even a thought can't make you do anything. If you need to get a job done, then you can get it done, even if your younger part is kicking off inside. And lastly, and most importantly, we certainly don't need to do what the child wants. We know that this is bad parenting. The child's going to disapprove of us. Every parent knows that. If you can't stand the disapproval of your kids, you cannot be a good parent. They're going to hate you for, you know, sticking up for the what's right and putting boundaries in and so on. We all know this if we've had kids. But what happens? It creates security. And that's the kind of trust that we want from a younger part. We want to create security in the child's life, and the child then knows it's safe, and that way we've parented correctly. Now, even though the part's kicking off, you will eventually gain the trust just by holding them. Okay? Just by holding them. So what a great lesson this was. I've kept it ever since. I really hope that that is helpful for you. Next session, we're going to look at working with older parts, after which it gets a bit technical and theoretical as we look at polarized parts and exile parts, but so important to know the difference. So until next time, bye for now.